Welcome to Zichud Av Siman Memar Avram Goldhar, and today Mezechus Yuma Dav Chav Zayin, the second parak Brishona. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings up Brice on the bottom Dav Chav Vav Amud Beis. It teaches regarding a personal offering. Hepshekten v'nituchan shavim v'zar. Their skinning and dismemberment are equal in that they may be performed by a non-Kohen, a zar. Chizkiyahu brings an initial source of this ruling, but it's refuted. After several attempts to identify the source, the Gemara concludes that it's from the following pasuk concerning the burning of the limbs of an ola, the hikter ha-kohen es-hakol, and the kohen shall cause it all to go up in smoke. Now, what does the superfluous mention of a kohen come to teach? L'mutei hepshit mituach, to exclude flaying and dismemberment from the requirement to have a kohen perform it. Point number two, the Gemara expounds the following pasuk regarding the ola offering. Va'archu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim. They shall arrange the sons of Aaron the Kohanim. They shall arrange, implies to, the sons of Aaron, implies to, Kohanim, implies to, L'madnu l'tchaya shetaon shisha. We learn from this that the sheep of the Talmud requires six Kohanim to bring its parts to the ramp. Rav Hamnuna said Rabbi Elazar was bothered by the following difficulty. The above pasuk is discussing the oil offering brought from the cattle, which requires 24 Kohanim to carry their parts. So Rabbi Elazar then resolved the difficulty himself. The pasuk concludes, Ala etzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbeach, on the wood that's on the fire that's on the mizbeach. Now, since these words are superfluous, since the previous pasuk mentioned them as well, they must come to teach regarding a matter where they play a significant role. This must be a reference to the sheep of the Tamid. Rush explains that even if the previous day's arrangement is still burning, a new arrangement must be made for the Tamid. And point number three, Rabbi Zera objected to a ruling said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Zar Shesidr as a Maracha Chayev, a non-Kohen who arranged the wood on the Maracha as Chayev, referring to Misabide Shemaim. Rabbi Zera said, V'ki yeshecha avoda shekasher b'layla u'psul b'zar, do you ever find an avoda that is valid if it's performed at night and yet it's invalid if it's performed by a Zar? Since the arrangement of the wood on the Maracha can be done at night, it shouldn't require a Kohen. The Gemara objects to Rabbi Zera's assumption because of two reasons. It first points out that burning the limbs and fats take place at night and must be performed by a Kohen, to which it answers that burning the limbs and fats, sof avoda d'yamayi, are considered the conclusion of the daytime avoda. It therefore bears greater significance, and a non-Kohen cannot perform it at night. It then points out that Trumas Adesha may be performed at night, and yet requires a Kohen, to which it answers, tchilas avoda d'yamayi. It's viewed as the beginning of the daytime avoda. The Gemara concedes that Rabbi Zera's assumption stands, and amends Rabbi Yochanan's statement to Zar Shesidr Shnei Gezirei Eitzim Chayev, a non-Kohen who arranged the two blocks of wood on the Maracha is Chayev, referring to Misa Bidei Shemaim, due to it being a daytime avoda. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara brings a brice on the bottom Daf Chavav Amud Beis that teaches regarding a personal offering. Hepshetim v'nituchan shavim v'zar. Their skinning and dismemberment are equal in that they may be performed by a zar. Chizkiyahu brings an initial source for this ruling, but it's refuted. After several attempts to identify the source, the Gemara concludes that it's from the following pasuk concerning the burning of the limbs of an ola. The hikdir ha-kohen es ha-kol, and the kohen shall cause it all to go up in smoke. What does the superfluous mention of a kohen come to teach? L'mutei hepshit b'nituach, to exclude flaying and dismemberment from the requirement to have a kohen perform it. Point number two, the Gemara expounds the following pasuk regarding the ola offering. V'archu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim. They shall arrange the sons of Aaron the kohanim. They shall arrange implies two. The sons of Aaron implies two. Kohanim implies two. L'madnu l'tchaya shetaon shisha. We learn from this that the sheep of the Talmud requires six kohanim to bring its parts to the ramp. Rav Hamnuna said that Rabbi Elazar was bothered by the following difficulty. The above pasuk is discussing the oil offering brought from cattle, which requires 24 kohanim to carry their parts. Rabbi Elazar then resolved the difficulty himself that the pasuk concludes, al etzim asher al esh asher al hamizbeach, on the wood that's on the fire that's on the mizbeach. Since these words are superfluous, since the previous pasuk mentioned them as well, they must come to teach regarding a matter where they play a significant role. This must be a reference to the sheep of the Tamid. Rashi explains that even if the previous day's arrangement is still burning, a new arrangement must be made for the Tamid. And point number three, Rabbi Zera objected to a ruling set in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Zar Shesidr es ha-Maracha Chayev, a non-Kohen who arranged the wood on the Maracha, is Chayev, referring to Misa Bidei Shemayim. Rabbi Zera said, V'ki yeshecha avoda shekasher b'layla u'psul b'zar? Do you ever find an avoda that's valid if it's performed at night, and yet it's invalid if it's performed by a Zar? Since the arrangement of the wood on the Maracha can be done at night, it shouldn't require a Kohen. The Gemara objects to Rabbi Zera's assumption because of two reasons. It first points out that burning the limbs and fats takes place at night and must be performed by a Kohen, to which it answers that burning the limbs and fats, sof avoda d'yamahi, are considered the conclusion of the daytime avoda. and therefore bears greater significance, and a non-kohen cannot perform it at night. It then points out that Trumas Adeshin may be performed at night, and yet requires a kohen, to which it answers, Tchilas Avoda Diyamihi. It's viewed as the beginning of the daytime Avoda. The Gemara concedes that Rabbi Zera's assumption stands, and amends Rabbi Yochanan's statement too, Zar Shasidah Shnei Gezira Eitzim Chayiv, a non-kohen who arranged the two blocks of wood on the Maracha, is Chayiv, referring to Misa B'dei Shemayim, due to it being a daytime Avoda. All right, so now we go to Simur Dav Chav Zayin, and our standard simon is a kazoo, which is this musical toy instrument children blow into that makes a buzzing sound. So here goes. The children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their non-kohen tati skin and dismember an offering were hushed by six kohanim carrying parts of the tamid, who heard them all night blowing when their father put wood on the maracha. Once again, in slow motion. The children who joyously blew their kazoos, that must mean we're on Dav Chav Zayin. The children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their non-kohen tati skin and dismember an offering, which reminds the Gemara brings a brice on the bottom of Dav Chav Vav Amud Beis that teaches regarding a personal offering, Hebshetim bin Yituch and Shavim Bizar. Their skinning and dismemberment are equal in that they may be performed by a czar. Chizki brings initial source of this ruling, but it's refuted, and after several attempts to identify the source, the Gemara concludes that it's from the following pasuk concerning the burning of the limbs of an ola, the hikter ha-kohen es ha-kol, and the kohen shall cause it all to go up in smoke. What does the superfluous mention of a kohen come to teach? Lamute hepshe benituch, to exclude flaying and dismemberment from the requirement to have a kohen perform it. So the children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their non-kohen tati, skin and dismemberment offering, were hushed by six kohanim carrying parts of the tamid, which reminds the Gemara expounds the following pasuk regarding the ola offering, Varchu b'ni Aaron ha-kohanim, they shall arrange the sons of Aaron the kohanim, they shall arrange implies to, the sons of Aaron implies to, kohanim implies to, l'madnu l'tresh shetaon shisha, we learn from this that the sheep of the tamid requires six kohanim to bring its parts to the ramp. Rabbi Elazar was bothered by the following difficulty. The above pasuk is discussing the ola offering brought from cattle, which requires 24 kohanim to carry their parts. Rabbi Elazar then resolved the difficulty himself, that the pasuk concludes, ala etzim etshala esh ashala ha-mizbeach, on the wood that's on the fire that's on the mizbeach. Since these words are superfluous, since the previous pasuk mentioned them as well, they must come to teach regarding a matter where they play a significant role. This must be a reference to the sheep of the tamid. Rashi explains that even if the previous day's arrangement is still burning, a new arrangement must be made for the tamid. So the children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their non-kohen tati skin and dismember an offering were hushed by six kohanim carrying parts of the tamid, who heard them all night blowing when their father put wood on the maracha. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera objected to a ruling said in the name of Yochanan, that Zar Shesidr as a maracha chayev, a non-kohen arranged the wood on the maracha is chayev, referring to Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Zera said, "V'ki yeshecha avoda shekasher b'layv b'sul b'zar." Do you ever find an avoda that's valid if it's performed at night, and yet it's invalid if it's performed by a czar? Since the arrangement of the wood on the maracha can be done at night, it should not require a kohen. The Gemara objects to Rabbi Zera's assumption because of two reasons, and each one is refuted. The Gemara concedes that Rabbi Zera's assumption stands, and amends Rabbi Yochanan's statement to "Zar shesider shnei gezira eitzim chayev." A non-kohen who arranged the two blocks of wood on the maracha is chayev, referring to Misa B'dei Shemayim, due to it being a daytime avoda. So once again, the children who joyously blew their kazoos when they saw their non-kohen tati, skin and dismember an offering, were hushed by six kohanim carrying parts of the tamid, who heard them all night blowing when their father put wood on the maracha. All right, that concludes the shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.